Okay, with the onset of Rosh Hashanah coming, I thought it would be a great idea if we share just a few quick points to ponder with the opportunity to give us things to think about for Rosh Hashanah. Just a friendly reminder, in a couple of days there will be a Rosh Hashanah journal available on our shul website, www.adathisraelshul.org, which contains not only these, but a number of other additional thoughts to ponder for the upcoming Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. The first thing I want to point out today is a concept called Zachreinu L'chaim. We daven during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz V'chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember us for life, V'kosveinu B'sefer HaChaim, and also inscribe for us in the Book of Life. And the question has to be raised. Once we're asking Hashem to remember us for life, why do we need to ask Him to write us as well? Don't we note that Hashem doesn't forget? Ani Hashem lo shanisi? So what is it that we're hoping to achieve by saying Zachreinu and Kosveinu? Sir Shteiman Shalita explains that recall, the idea of Zachreinu, is not on the future. It's recall is for the past. We ask Hashem to consider all of the past experiences of life in a light that's going to be considered positive. And thereafter, chart a course for us in the future that will lead us to a life of eternal nitzchias. And that's the first message. Zachreinu v'kasveinu. Look HaKadosh Baruch Hu, labris habeit. Look to the good parts of what we've done, the Altefen Layetzer. During the season, we've been reciting the L'David Hashem Ori, and of course we've said a phrase, Acha Shoalti Meis Hashem, one thing I ask of Hashem, Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, I want to dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life, L'chazos B'Noam Hashem, to see the pleasantness of Hashem, U'levaker B'Heichalo, and also to visit this temple every single day. The Vilna Gaon pointed out in the classic contradiction in David HaMelech's request. If you are shifty, if you're a person who dwells, then you don't have the experience of a mevaker as one who is a visitor. So how can you ask for the same, for the dual experience as Acha Shoalti? I had the tremendous experience together with my wonderful shul to welcome a very, very courageous couple, Amichai and Rina Ariel, to our shul. They are the parents of Halel Ariel Hashem Yimkom Dama. And in the context, Rina Ariel mentioned this classic contradiction. And she explained that when a woman is a guest in another's home, you find the difference in the way that the two women experience the home. On the one hand, there's the balabusta, the homeowner, who, while at the same time moves around and takes care of everything in the home and has the responsibility to take care of the home, she still has the comfort of having things run under her control. In contrast, Mrs. Ariel said, the visitor, yes, gets waited upon hand and foot, as a guest should, but that visitor must also be at the whim of the balabusta, who has the control. Mrs. Ariel suggested that David HaMelech noted that the ultimate relation with Hashem is to feel like you're taking responsibility for everything you can while being in the presence of Hashem, in our homes as well as in our lives. But at the same time, we have to be content with the awareness that while the responsibility is ours, the ultimate control is in the hands of Hashem. Mrs. Ariel added that there's some comfort in life knowing that this dual opportunity is represented as one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them and all of us Nechamas Tzion v'Yerushalayim. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to recite the story of the Akedah and recall the story of the Akedah. And there, the statement will be made by Avram Avinu, Shvu lochem poem machamar v'ani v'anar neelcha ad ko. You should stay here with the donkey and I'll go with the lad until there. And why did the Akedah story have to take place so far away? Why do Avram and Yitzchak need to see the location Meirachok from a distance? And the answer is perhaps Hashem's intent here is to make one realize that while many desire a comfortable Jewish life in the here and now, the idea of considering a life that one needs to rise to occasions in Judaism and Yahadus, even when it's out of our comfort zone, is a crucial one for us to consider. Many of the personalities of Rosh Hashanah need to rise to the occasion in order to meet a challenge. Elkanah, whom we read about on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the Haftorah, travels upwards. Ve'Allah, he goes up for his date with destiny. The Imahos and Chana, Avraham, and Yitzchak, they all could have stayed home and argued that it was someone else's turn to hold on to the mantle of the Jewish future. But none do. Rav Shachter Shalita would often point out that that's the difference between Po and Ko. One is a limited vision left in what's before you. That's what Shvulach and Po is. The other represents the Jewish eye. That's Ad Ko, on a date with the Jewish destiny. And that's what we really need to achieve when we start thinking about our lives, and there's no better place to think about it than on Rosh Hashanah when we sit in shul. In the famous Nesana Tokev Tefillah, we note that on Rosh Hashanah, we are all judged kibnei maron. And three interpretations are offered in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph as to what this phrase means. Either it means kibnei armana, like a sheep, in single file. It could be like Milas Beis Maron in single file, because that's the way that Milas Beis Maron would be able to be achieved. Two people cannot walk side by side. Or Kechelo Shobeis David, or it's like walking in the soldiers in the footsteps of the soldiers of David HaMelech. So Rav Shaul Yisraeli Zatzal, the famous Rosh Yeshiva Merkaz Harav, noted that there are three different types of people. Some proceed through life like sheep. They blindly follow without paying attention to what's going on around them. These people, said Rav Yisraeli, focus on simple issues in life, and they lose out on the bigger picture. Others live life pushing one another off because they leave no room for anyone but themselves. If someone else seems to be taking up their space, these people knock them off. And sadly, these people too are often quickly knocked down. The third group marches like the soldiers of David HaMelech, side by side, with an awareness that when they join together and fight under the banner of Hashem, nothing can stand in their way. And these are the people who are successful on Rosh Hashanah. We are the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are the bearers of the legacy of David Melech Yisrael. We're the ones who declare at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. We should march under his banner, with his message, and may the Ribono Shel Olam grant us and all of Am Yisrael a Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, a good Gebench Dior, a year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale Mishalos Libeinu L'Tova. Amen. The Army.